Greetings, everybody. And I just want to first mention right up front that I just want to welcome you to the Presbyterian Church called the Church of Calestos. I just want to introduce myself. I am Johnny Hogan, and I am the main leader of the Church of Calestos. On the other hand, be aware that I am not the pastor of this church. ESORD is. It's one of the best Bible programs for the PC. If you never heard of it, it's free to download. You can get it online. But that's the pastor, all the biblical teaching like John Wesley and Albert Burns. These are the best Bible commentaries ever, better than Matthew Henry. These are the sort of the teaching in the church. It's sort of the pastor in the church. And also, well, this is sort of considered this audio track right now. This is sort of update. I'm just sort of updating the Church of Calestos with this audio track. So, and I just want to give my own experience, and I just want to discuss just about what it really means about a relationship between God. I'm just going to address that in a few minutes. But I just want to just mention a very important thing, so just pray that you have open ears to hear the truth. I'm just going to first say that if you're attending any church, I just want to make some corrections. If you're attending a church that does not preach the Word of God, I'm going to sincerely tell you you're at the wrong church. A true church should be preaching the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, and should be telling the truth of the Word of God, and not based on opinions and that. Okay? And so I'm just going to get into it now, and also too, before I get into it, I'm just going to be sincere about God. In particular, this is up to you, but I do recommend particular Bible translations. I have problems with watered down Bible translations, and I don't advise, for instance, I don't advise the Message translation and others like the NIV, the new International Version. God warns in Revelation 22, 18 and 19 not to take away or add, and there's a lot of Bible scholars in today that are tending, in my own opinion, are taking thing or a lot of meanings away from particular scriptures of God's Word. For instance, in Isaiah 14:12, when Lucifer name is in there and a lot of other in the King James, New King James. I'm just going to discuss on this for a few minutes, guys. They remove, if you look in the scripture, Isaiah 14:12, O Lucifer, you'll notice a lot of other translations remove the word Lucifer, who is the devil. My only concern is, I'm just going to explain this to you, you can get my point, that when the new Bible translations come out, and if ever, hopefully they don't, they decide to remove the King James, in their own opinions, thinking that it's the Bible translation, the King James, New King James, is not accurate. Nobody will know who Lucifer is if they get rid of the King James, but I don't want that to happen. So hopefully you get that part. And I'm just going to get into the scriptures now, and I'm just going to tell you the true truth of what the scripture really means by my own experience with my relationship with Christ. Alright? Right, so I'm just going to, if you want to follow along with your own Bible, and the Bibles I recommend is the New King James. It's probably one of the best accurate Bible translations. New King James. The New American Standard Bibles, very accurate as well. And the Amplified Bible. Those three I would advise. So I'm just going to discuss, this audio track is titled Understanding Your Relationship with God, and about, mainly it's all based in addressing about having a relationship with God and that type of stuff. So hopefully you have open ears, because because I'm going to say some very important things. I have a very strong godly message, okay? All right, so I'm going to read from 2 John 1:9, and this is a very, very important scripture to understand about a relationship with Christ, okay? So, verse 9, I'll read from other Bible translation. That's also advised when you're studying. Don't just read from another translation. Read from other accurate translations to just open your mind to understand God's Word more. So 2 John 1:9 says in the New American Standard Bible, "Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teachings of Christ does not have God." So I just want you to pay attention to that small section of the scripture. And the part of the scripture I just want you to pay attention to, for instance, in the Amplified, or the New American Standard Bible, the word, you really want to pay attention to the word abide when it says does not abide in the teachings of Christ. Abide, you want to really pay attention to in the scripture, in teachings of Christ. If, for instance, if you look up the word abide, there's two definitions to abide. It means to follow and obey in the teachings of Christ. And there's only one location where the teachings of Christ is. It's God's Word. Okay? For instance, God's teaching, or Christ's teaching, which 2 John 1:9 talks about, is in the Gospels. It's in the Epistles. It's in those teachings of Christ. So, it continues to say, I'm just going to interpret it for you guys. Does not follow. Okay, anyone who goes too far and does not follow and obey in the teachings of Christ, which is only located in God's Word, mainly in the New Testament, does not have God. I just want to declare to you that this part of the scripture, when it says does not have God, I'm going to declare to you that this part of the scripture does not mean somebody who does not read God's Word, does not spend time in God's Word, does not mean God is not with you. Okay? I want you to understand that. Well, because somebody doesn't read God's Word doesn't mean God is not with that person. You get my point? All right, I can continue. Does not have God. The definition in the scripture when it says does not have God is about that relationship with Christ. Somebody who does not read God's Word means does not have a relationship with God. That's the truth, and there's nothing beyond this truth, I tell you. Where you want to start your relationship, or how you start a relationship with Jesus Christ, is by His divine Word. There's nowhere else. It's not the church. Somewhat, there's areas in the church that help a Christian grow. But it's the Word which you have to go to. It's the Word. Number one thing to start a relationship with Christ. The Word. The Word. Get in the Word. You get it? Does not have God. So the person who does not, don't think I'm being judgmental at all. I'm just saying, anybody who does not read the Bible does not have a relationship with God. It's that clear. I'm just trying to make that clear. Alright? And then it continues, "The one who abides, follows, and obeys in the teaching, he has both the Father," God the Father, like Elohim, is one of the very sacred names of God the Father from Genesis 1:1. Like in the beginning, Elohim, which is Hebrew. I could tell you that most of the book of Genesis in the Old Testament is in Hebrew. For instance, in the New Testament, Galatians is in mostly Greek. Galatians, if you pay attention, Galatians, you would assume that it's in the ancient Greek. Okay? Does not have God. Like I said, person doesn't spend time in God's Word. I'm just repeating myself because I just want you to get it. Somebody doesn't spend time in God's Word and apply it, doesn't have a relationship with Christ. Alright? So I can continue. "The one who abides in the teaching, He has both the Father and the Son. If you read God's Word and you spend time in His Word, you have a relationship.